morning gently rests upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning gently rests upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And he said, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my arms. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And we say, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest. Reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus, reign. Rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rule, Jesus, rest, reign, rule, move, rest, reign, rule, move, rest, reign, rule, move, rest, reign, rule, move, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Thank you, Lord. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. God, we welcome you to rest on us this morning. Saturate us with your love. Saturate us with your peace, God. We give all the praise, the honor, and glory to you because you are wonderful. Hallelujah. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same man. Wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same man. Wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same, man. Wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same, man. Wonderful is your name. You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You put food on my table. You brought joy to my day. I'm glad your love has never changed. And wonderful. Wonderful is your name. You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Yes, he did. He put food on our tables, brought joy to our...
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm sure she dropped off, but we'll just say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Are you there, Minister Tiffany? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Yes, we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth, knowing that he is the God of our salvation. Blessed Trinity, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. We glorify.
God morning, God morning, God morning, Jesus. We just bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. I thank you, God, that you know our names, Father. I thank you that you know our names. I thank you, God, that you know the plans that you have for our lives, God. I thank you, God, that you have saturated us with your love, with your joy, with your hope, with your healing, with your deliverance, God, with prosperity, with abundance, God. I thank you, God, that you reign, that you rule, Father God, that you move in our lives, Father. And I thank you for this, the Master's Call. I thank you for Dr. Pacola Roberts. I thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for the TMC leadership team. I thank you for those that have dialed in and those that will listen later. I thank you for the DSDEO family, God. I thank you that we woke up this morning in our right minds, God. I thank you that we are saved, that we are sanctified, and God, that we are whole, Father. I thank you, God, that our businesses are blessed. I thank you that our ministries are blessed. I thank you that our households are blessed. I thank you that our spouses are blessed. I thank you that our children are blessed, God. I thank you, God, that the places that you will have us to go, God, that you already meet us there, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the speaker that will come forth this morning. I pray that you would increase in them as they decrease, God, that your word will go forth uncontaminated and unhindered in Jesus' name, God. And we definitely celebrate you, and we thank you for this Pentecost week, God. We anticipate and expect great things to manifest in our lives, God, because miracles are still manifesting, God. Hallelujah. So increase our faith, God. Elevate our faith to new levels in you, oh God. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise as we walk in victory on this day and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing double duty this morning and just ushering us before the presence of the Lord and seating and greeting us and opening us up with that powerful prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, my Master's Call family, and welcome to the Master's Call. We welcome you this morning, and I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas. This call is all about the Master, and early in the morning, each Monday through Friday, we get together to give God the praise, glory, and honor, and hear a word for such a time as this. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order and that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website that is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there, all of our messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call. And we also have our speakers' bios. And we have our theme, which is in 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry and be a part of our team as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord for such a time as this, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it's a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists giving us information on the benefits of the wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Inspirational Mondays, and we look forward to hearing a word for such a time as this on that call. So now I am going to get out of our way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. This person truly needs no introduction as she is one of our co-founders, but I will tell you a little bit about her. She is a mother of two adult children. She is the grandmother, the GG, excuse me, of five, and she is a woman after God's own heart. She loves the Lord with all her heart and all her mind, and she is an amazing and dynamic woman of God. So I am going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our very own co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts. Dr. Pecola, are you there? Dr. Pecola, you have yourself muted.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now. The floor is yours.
All right. Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I tell you, Prophetess Kai, you are absolutely phenomenal. I thank God for our Psalmist Tiffany Lauderdale for double duty in it this morning. And you are right, the devil is a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, to steal the joy of God's people. And we refuse to let that happen. So you get ready. We're going to do something here to slap him upside his head again. And what can I say about our prayer general? Just always on cue. Holy, 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 holy is our God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I love him today. Sister Jeanette Cott, happy birthday. We hear your beautiful voice each and every day. Never would I have thought you were 70. You sound closely there like a teenager. I thank God for you and happy birthday on today. Listen, you guys, yesterday, oh my goodness, was a day. I prayed that your Pentecost Sunday was as super fantastic as mine. I'm telling you, TMC family, God showed up and showed out. And I kept thinking of my sister and saying, Lord, I sure wish Vanessa was here. Lord, I sure wish we were together. Lord, oh, my goodness, if that girl didn't ride my heart yesterday. And so I just am so glad that God knew that we would need each other for such a time as this. And I just thank God for her and for all that she does for this community. And I hear you already, but I can cry when I want to. You can't. Bless the name of Jesus. When you love somebody and you appreciate what they bring to your life, even when they aren't with you, it is so, so, so significant. And then this week, you all, I was able to meet a young lady in person this weekend. She and her beautiful mother of 87 years old came and took me to Papa Do's, and oh, did we have a time. She comes on the line very quietly and doesn't say much on this call, but she really, really, really supports me on that Friday night call. And so you all pray for our sister Ramona Rembrick, and she came out and supported me yesterday as I preached at my brother's, God Brothers Church here, Bishop Bobby Henderson, and it was such a blessing to be in the presence of God. Has a way of bringing his children together. I heard you in my spirit, my dear son, when you coming our way. I'm coming. I promise you I am. You just get ready. God is doing this thing. He's hooking us up now in a real special way. And I'm telling you, it is just, it's so heart-touching to see people that you've talked to for a year and have never seen their faces. And then when you see them, they are better than they sound on the phone. Lord have mercy. And so I'm kind of emotional this morning because I'm just so, so grateful that I know God and he knows me. and I belong to him. Well, let me get into this real quick. Like, I want to slap the devil upside his head because you fooled with my child this morning. You don't fool with my children. And so I know that Tiffany did not get a chance to close out that praise and worship just the way she wants. And so we can slow it down anyway and suck on some of what we got yesterday, because that's where I'm going. We're going right on into closing out and not closing it out, because the Lord let me know yesterday without a shadow of a doubt, we must, absolutely must, highlight the third person of this Godhead called Ruach, the Holy Spirit. We have not understood the power, hallelujah, that's associated with our relationship with Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. I had one lady come and tell me once in my, she was my musician. I made her very uncomfortable because I talked about this third person too much. And she says, if you could just call it the Holy Spirit, because people get kind of scared when you talk about the Holy Ghost. And I said, you know what? Ah, glory be to God. Maybe, just maybe, that means something more than what you think it means. Scared. The fear of the devil must move. And so I want you to know that some people call him or her the Holy Ghost. Some call him or her the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. Some call me Dr. PK. Some call me Pacova. Well, I just want you to know that I will answer by both of those names, but called by anything else, I may not answer. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost is the same. And so I want you to get with me as we go back and just revisit the scripture of Genesis, the first chapter, first verse, down through the first book of the Bible. Yes, it is. Down through there as Jesus spoke and said. Glory be to God. I want us to get right in there. And then I want you to go over to Acts 2, 1 and 10. I'm going to read that from the Message Bible this morning after Sister Tiffany come and sing something to make the devil really mad and run. And we're going to go right on. Yes, I know, Dr. Vanessa, I should be using my time preaching, but I feel like I need to slap the devil upside his head coming fooling with us this morning, on Monday morning, on my morning. Is he crazy? Come on, Tiff. You ready? Unmute her, Prophet, because you be running that board.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Jesus.
Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Yes.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Good. God of mercy. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, so appropriate. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, 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 welcome here. Yes, 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 yes. Acts 2 says, when the feast of Pentecost came, they were all, somebody say all with me, together in one place, one place. Without warning, meaning suddenly, there was a sound like a strong wind, that air, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devoted pilgrims from all over the world. And when they heard the sound. I want you to open your mouth so we can make a sound. Open the mouth and make a sound. They came a running. When we make that right sound together in one place, I believe that somebody is going to come a running. Glory be to God, asking, what must I do to be saved, to live a life that is full of the glory of God? What can I do? I need to do something. Inhale and exhale. Hey, glory to God. Inhale and exhale. The importance of being able, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Inhale and exhale. The Holy Spirit, bless the name of God, is a calm comforter. He is a friend. However, as we read here in Acts 2, we see that she's a force and a power that will absolutely shift the atmosphere. Our atmosphere need a shifting that can only take place right now. Listen to me, my children, my sisters, my brothers, listen to me. I need you to welcome the Holy Spirit. I need you to call upon the Holy Spirit. I need Holy Ghost. I need Holy Spirit to show up, because we need a shifting in the atmosphere on this earth right now. We need God to move in a way that God has never been able to move. We need Jesus to move as Jesus has not moved in a while. Hallelujah. But Jesus told us, he said to the disciples, I'm going away. I got to go away. I got to get up out of here. But I'm going to send you back a comforter. You think I'm somebody, you think I'm something, you better get yourself ready, because the Holy Ghost is coming. I've got to move out of the way so the Holy Spirit can come and show up on the scene. That's what he's saying to us right now, you all. He said, I need you to shift. I need you to get ready to move it about. Make room for the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the anointing of the Lord this morning. He's calling on us to make room for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. Because you see, when we don't make room for the Holy Spirit, when we don't allow the Holy Ghost to move in our lives, what happens is, just as the air is needed for us to live and move physically for life, just as we need air to breathe in air, the importance of inhaling and exhaling air for our lungs to function. It is just that important for you to have the move and the connection with Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit in your life. Without air in your lungs, you will die. Without Holy Spirit in your life, you will die spiritually. There are so many walking dead Christians right now. When you are dead to understanding how important life is, it's easy to snatch out. It's easy to kill. It's easy to hurt. It's easy because you don't have an understanding. You don't have the Holy Spirit in your life to make you sensitive to the fact. Now, I can hear Minister Willa right now saying, oh, I said something to you, but I had to come back and ask forgiveness. She's so sensitive. The Holy Spirit will make you sensitive to even when you say something wrong to somebody. Even when you, I heard her say what the Holy Spirit nudged me and let me know that I should not have said it. I shouldn't have done it, but I'd already done it. I said, Lord, help me fix it. The Holy Spirit will help you to understand, even when you say something, plus let's do something wrong against your sister and your brother. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, come. Help us to inhale and exhale righteousness. Help us to inhale and exhale that which you, glory be to God. Give us to be strong sisters and brothers for each other. Strong. Walking in the Spirit of God. You all listen. Let me tell you this story. And I got another scripture to give you. Lord have mercy. This thing is hard, heavy on me this morning. Listen, let me tell you. God reminded me of about, I'm getting old. 20 years ago, I was invited by this lady. Dr. Vanessa knows that we will get a call from a first lady asking us to come and do a Women's Day program or a seminar or something at church and not think too much about it. but we always expect the pastor to somewhere poke his head in and say something. So when the pastor called, and about a week prior to the event, this first lady had really worked this thing, but I could feel a heaviness on her heart as we were talking in preparing for the event. And about a week prior to the event taking place, the pastor called. And he says, I just need to get a little more information about you. Evidently, they must have, now that I, you know, how hindsight is 2020, think back on it. I believe that she must have been the one who was Holy Ghost filled or seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the church could make a shift. And when he finished interviewing me and asking me, how did I feel? Yeah, I should have known something, but I wasn't smart enough to know how not to answer that just the way I did. But he asked me, well, what is your belief about the Holy Spirit? And I said, I believe that he is one of the Godheads that is just as strong as the Father, Son, and that he should be honored as such. And he says, okay. I don't think that you are the one should come to the church. I said, what? I mean, this girl had already offered me $1,000 to come and then $1,000 to come on Sunday, on a weekend and preaching on Sunday was a lot of money. And so that was the first thing that popped in my head. Oh, there goes $1,000. What did I do and what did I say? He said, no. We don't believe like that here. I said, what you mean you don't believe like that here? You're a Baptist church. You got to know that the Holy Spirit. No, we don't. I said, well, have you read Benny Hinn's Good Morning, Holy Spirit? He says, my wife bought it. I put it in the trash. I said, okay, I see, sir. I absolutely see where you're coming from. I said, you're probably right. I'm not the one to come and preach at your church right now. Thank you so much. I will be praying for you. Goodbye. Okay, listen, let me tell you what. You need to understand there are many churches and out here who don't preach, teach, not understand the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit helps us to inhale and exhale righteousness and to do that which is right by the body of Christ. We have so much that we need to be praying about, so much that we need to absolutely use our time in getting us aligned with. I want you all to come into agreement with me this morning. I'm calling on you, TMC family members. I'm calling on you right now. Uh-oh, my phone is going off saying it's time to shut up. But listen to me. I'm calling on you, stop, to say with me and to work with me in saying, because we need the release. We need the release. We need the freedom. The Holy Spirit is so kind. He will not just push his way in and do. He has to be invited. Oh, that song was so on target, Minister Tiffany. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. When you welcome him, he comes in and he will do what needs to be done. God knows this world needs a move of the Holy Spirit right now. Our churches need a move of the Holy Spirit right now. I don't know about all of you guys on this phone, but I pray that all of you know the importance and the significance of the Holy Spirit. Uh-oh, God just spoke right back to me and said they don't know. They don't all know. They think they know, but they don't know. They don't know. We need a teaching on the Holy Spirit and how important he is to the move of the body of Christ right now. We need prayer and we need the Holy Spirit to be welcomed in our lives, into our families, into our churches, into our communities, so that a difference will be made. We need a difference now. Glory be to God. God said, just stop and talk to him this morning. John 20:21 said, then Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. I'm sending you this morning, my dear TMC family, to help those that you are talking with every day to understand how important it is to have the Holy Spirit in your life. All righty, your own prophet. I know I went over, but take it away.
Praise God. I will call you back to give us our benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the woman of God and the word she just brought forward. We thank you that you continue to fill Dr. Pakola up till she overflows, Father. We thank you that you are doing the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and around our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we ask right now that you touch the bereaved families associated with this call. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you in advance for all that you are doing. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit which indwells within us, and we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we know that sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we continue to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. We say this in all things, and we say thank you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, pin code 294-617 pound. If you want to hear the playback of this call, it's 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677 pound. We are so thankful that each and every one of you joins us this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Dr. Pakola, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Bless the name of Jesus as you are preparing to leave. Write this down. The Helper by Catherine Marshall. It is a book that will help you understand the Holy Spirit as it helped me. And it is so wonderful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we recognize, Holy Spirit, how much we need you. So as we leave this place, rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives so that we will represent you well. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, everybody.